Sometimes you want to laugh. For all the other times, there's this.
Connect to the Wi-Fi from next door. Because you know it's time for the Ash Kip and Lutzy podcast.
106.9. Tuesday morning.
Heyo. I am so over.
What are you over?
The coverage of this cyclone.
Oh, yeah.
And it hasn't even hit yet.
Do you know what I don't understand? Everyone keeps saying the devastating cyclone. How could it be devastating when it hasn't even hit yet?
That's a very good point. Who's devastated?
Yeah, a lot of TV stations. Yeah,
I'm starting to enjoy, and I just hope that obviously that nothing happens. But I'm enjoying journalists standing for no apparent reason, getting drenched like a woman watching now on sunrise. Like, what?
On
just get under shelter. It's ridiculous. Why is the cameraman moving around like he's at a disco?
Yeah. And as they explain to us why it's important that the residents leave and evacuate, it's very important that they stand right there at the very place they're telling everyone to get away from.
Look at her.
I caught about in the open. They were talking about the idiocy of people walking the streets at that time of the morning.
Yeah.
Out in the open of that storm.
But the camera.
Meanwhile, she's struggling to stand up.
Filming on the same street. Yeah, okay.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's fun.
Gosh, he's no idiot. He's dry.
So pretty much every journalist in the country is on that coast at the moment. Just
That's all there is.
Scattered up and down. I know.
It's just journos
you
there.
You made the point yesterday. Imagine if you were in Perth this morning, as if you care.
Well, that's it. Like, I mean, you look at the two big breakfast shows at the moment. Yeah. Okay, so if you're in Perth at the moment... If there was a cyclone in Perth and we had rolling coverage, but it not even in Perth, up a broom.
Yeah, yes.
Like, if there was a cyclone going in Broome at the moment, would we really want rolling coverage of that?
Every journalist we know there? No.
Karratha next. We'll update you on what's happening in Karratha. Well, I don't care. Like, it's not that I don't care about it. I wish everyone well. In fact, my old man's up there with it. It's just that they've been talking for days and days and days. And it hasn't even arrived
Nothing's
yet.
Even happened. Hey, we've got some big money on the line today for a Nova's 50 grand throwback cashback. The first one, $3,100. If you know your throwback music, the next one's not bad either, $2,500. So that's coming up shortly. Ash, Kip and
Lutzy. You know, one of the funniest photos, we had Bill McDonald from Channel 7 on yesterday when we were talking about the Cyclone Debbie.
Big Deb.
And I said to Bill, go out and have a look at the signs, because the locals up there will definitely have some good signs. I remember when Yasi hit in 2011, that was the last big cyclone. In fact, that was a Category 5 cyclone, which is as bad as it gets. There was a sign that said, kiss my Yasi.
Mm.
And all of the locals put those type of things up.
Where do they put them? Like on their shop fronts where they board up?
Yeah, like if they board up a window.
Okay.
Yeah. Like there's one that I saw, probably one of my favourites, where someone boarded up a shop front or their house or whatever it was, and it just quite simply said, F off, Debbie. You know?
That's fun.
Yeah.
You got any others? I saw one yesterday. Anyone?
No, I haven't seen a great deal.
It's not Dallas, Debbie. You're not going to take us.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. No, but my favourite photo so far from all of the residents that obviously go and hit the shops, they go to the grocery store and they buy all of the supplies because they don't know how long they're going to be without supplies for. So the first thing that goes is the water.
And
all of the shelves are just like completely empty. Not one bottle of water left. In like your Woolworths or your Coles, nothing, just empty shelves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the bread, you're right, Lutzy, everybody goes for the bread. The bread shelf, when have you ever seen this? Like the bakery section plus the, you know, it doesn't matter if it's wholemeal, everything gone.
Really?
Except for nobody touched. There was still a full supply of gluten-free bread. and it was the only thing...
People still have standards, actually. Right.
It was the only thing that was left was... The whole supply of gluten-free bread...
That was fine.
..was there.
People would rather go hungry. It's rather that dry.
Yeah, it's cake-like and it's...
I don't know who these gluten-free... You're gluten-free, aren't you, Kip?
Nah.
Didn't you used to be?
I had a crack at it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what is it? Gluten? Like, I don't even know what gluten is, but like
it's that thing that holds bread together. It's that sticky. Like when if you make dough, it's the glue.
I thought it was the yeast. Is it not?
Well, yeah. There's gluten in yeast. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so expensive too. It's like $7 a loaf.
Although those loaves last for ages on the shelf. It'll be actually in a...
Well, they have to.
Right now, it'd be a good time. Well, they do.
I would be arcing up the Lux, though. Like anyone that is going to pull this gluten-free gimmick on me in the future going, you wouldn't even eat the food that you make, that you say that you are, in a cyclone. The whole thing. It was the only thing that was left. That the last thing in the shopping centre that would get eaten is the gluten-free bread. What an advertisement for the people that make the
bread. It's not great. It's not great.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
13-24-10, if you want to be involved in the show. And Maddie out of Archerfield's giving us a buzz on the back of that story I was saying, that nobody up in the shops, up in the cyclone, buying the gluten-free bread. It's the only thing, literally the only thing in the bread shelf that is left is the gluten-free bread.
Even in a cyclone, people aren't touching it. So, Matt?
What do you got, Matty?
Yeah, mate, just a bit of a story, listening to you guys talk about the gluten-free bread. A bit of a devastation story where my uncle lost his whole house. He's shared everything that he owns. The fires that were happening out of Canberra there in Queanbeyan a few months back. And the gluten-free bread in the chest freezer.
Hang on, I think we
lost him for 2 seconds, but
vital words.
Essentially, he had, when nothing was left, all
nothing
that was left.
But he had gluten-free bread.
In the freezer.
That's it.
How bad is this gluten-free bread?
The only time it's ever bought is when workplaces like Nova have some sort of free lunch on, and they just buy 4 gluten-free pizzas.
Just in case, yeah.
Just because somebody goes, I'm gluten-free, and then he runs in and eats the ham and pineapple anyway, as soon as it arrives.
Oh, I tell you,
the sandwiches that are always left.
Yeah. Someone always asks for it and never eats it.
When I went gluten-free, I remember they did that with that pizza, and I came in and I was like, is there any of that gluten-free pizza left? And someone's there just shoving it into their mouths going,
that's a lie.
Oh, that's true. They ate all the gluten-free. No one, because no one can tell the difference when it comes to pizza.
Whoever ate it did.
They just ate it. Everyone just eats the same thing.
But what do you mean? It tastes the same as normal stuff.
Pizza does.
What do you mean you went gluten-free? Like is gluten-free like going, I thought gluten-free was a medical condition?
No, it's like cutting whatever.
I always thought it was like, well...
But some people are. Some people are celiac, where they actually cannot eat gluten without being really sick. But then some people go, I'm going to do this for a dietary choice.
But what would be on the pizza if it was gluten-free?
Everything. It's normal. It's only the base that's changed.
Oh, right. So
it's just the bread.
I don't understand.
What are the benefits of going gluten-free?
Well, it depends. Theoretically, it's because if you think about gluten as being the glue that makes bread hold together, if you think about having that in your guts, it's glue. It's like it sticks everything in and you get constipated.
Oh, gluten is glue. I should have put that together.
You get constipated and things like that. So not having it, I did actually feel a little better. It's just it's such a pain in the ass to do it.
When you couldn't poo for a week last week, was that because of gluten?
It's
because
I'm eating gluten
again. Why are you eating gluten again? Stop going to restaurant openings.
Yes, I know. Ash, Kip and
Lutzy. Mitch, would I be right in suggesting that Dwayne Johnson signed up for the Fast and Furious franchise? I don't know. This is my pure speculation, right? My kids love that whole gimmick, right? That he signed up for that before he signed up for that when he was still The Rock. This is what I'm tipping. And he's contractually obligated to be in the films, because the last one I saw, no joke, the last one I saw of that, this was his role in the film. At the start of the film, he got into an accident. I'm talking about the first 90 seconds. He got into an accident and he was put in hospital. And you didn't see him until the end. After everything was done, right at the end, he kind of walked over to the ambulances or whatever and went, good job, Vin. And that was his whole story arc in the film. Do you reckon I'm onto something, Mitch?
He signed on. It's only a couple of years ago, actually, for number 5. What they call The Rock is franchise Viagra. They stick him into a franchise, and I use the word stick probably very wrongly there. Yeah. It boosts a franchise. Like, ever since he signed on, every new movie makes another $200 or $300 million.
Really?
Right.
Absolutely killing it. And he did miss a crucial storyline, because before he did that at the end of the film, he did rip a chain gun off a helicopter and walk through the streets of Los Angeles just tearing down buildings and random cars and stuff.
Well, there you go.
Carrying it, because he's The Rock and he can do it. And now he fights a submarine in Fast and Furious 8.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Look, I just got a quick one. I've got a quick thing to say, but I just got a text from mate Dave saying that He took the wife to Hamilton Island for the birthday. She could have a break from the long hours at the restaurant, Bird's Nest, that they own. And he said, well, as we speak, we have 200 kilometre an hour winds. We're stuck in a bathroom under the hotel mattress, filling every inch of this Debbie tart. Hamilton Island better be shedding beers this summer. I'm going to need one. This cyclone Debbie must have be from Thailand because she definitely has a set of nuts on her. Oh. That's from Dave, my mate.
Thank you, Dave.
So Hamilton Island, copping it.
Now, there's plenty of TV coverage about the cyclone up north. My question is, Kip, like, we've still got daylight saving at the moment. Now, Channel 7 and 9 both have their breakfast shows up there at the moment.
Yes.
You please don't tell me that the coverage that we're getting about this very important cyclone is an hour late.
Of course it is.
So, in other words, the information that we're getting at the moment because of daylight saving, the people that are actually getting the information as it happens are in New South Wales and Victoria. Are you serious?
Is it possible?
And while they sit out there and mark out to each other about what a great job they're doing, the information is coming through an hour later. Surely that can't be happening.
I don't think that's the case because I think they've been broadcasting live from 5 a.m. our time, which is 6 a.m. Sydney and Melbourne time.
Okay. They weren't yesterday. Anastasia Palaszczuk was standing at headquarters at 7:44.
Yeah, and yesterday they weren't.
Clock behind it was 6:44.
Yesterday they weren't.
Okay, so they've made a switch.
No, do we know that as a fact? Because I'm going to blow up the box. Surely they're not. No, they're not. They'd have to. They couldn't possibly be giving the information to New South Wales and Victoria on time and then leaving it for us to get an hour later. They couldn't.
That point you made, though, about yesterday, Lutzy, that Anastasia Palaszczuk was doing a story and we could see in the clock behind her that it was an hour delayed.
Yeah.
But the little thing on the corner was still flashing up.
Live. Yeah, but they always do that every day.
That should be illegal, shouldn't it? If it's not live,
exactly.
Well, we should be able to put that.
That's what we get every day. It's live into New South Wales and Victoria. Mm. All of our news in the morning is an hour late.
Yeah.
All of it. Every bit of it.
Well, hopefully
on
not.
On the TV.
Hopefully not today. We'll get confirmation
on
that.
It can't be. Surely not. Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Hey, just quickly, I know that you had your bucks party on the weekend. We spoke about that unfortunate incident in the car with the girl worked behind the bar and the guy driving the bus and everything.
And everyone was talking about the girl behind the bar and didn't realise that the shuttle bus driver was her boyfriend.
Sounds like that was the most sort of outlandish thing that happened on the trip. Other than that, it was just boys having a bit of fun watching footy.
Yeah.
But you haven't spoken about Amber.
Oh, I know.
And the hens party. Yes. I got some information yesterday. Oh, are you going to talk? I don't know. Where are you going with it? Because I was just going to...
Well, after a funny thing
I heard yesterday.
Yeah.
What?
I want to talk about it after 8, but do you need to
Just quickly I can talk about it now. Yeah. You might have the same intel, but different people listening then anyway. Because the girls came in yesterday to do question time and everything.
Mm.
And top five.
Yeah. I was talking to Jody.
Yes.
Ash's wife, obviously. And she was talking, and Amber was there as well, and Jody was kind of going, oh, I saw your hens party. It looked really interesting, and you had the male model. And I'm like, what? You had the what? Mm. Yes, and so apparently what they did is they all, a man's nude.
Yeah, yes, go on.
And the seven or eight, there's only about seven or eight at the hens party. It was kind of an intimate affair.
Yeah.
Seven or eight of them had their canvas there, and painted the man that was standing nude as a nude model.
That's a really popular hens thing to do.
That's such a loophole thing.
What do you mean?
I mean, when you say a male model, was he a male model?
By definition, he's a model.
No, I know, but you could be a big fat guy and be a male model. Like, was he a hunk?
Well, yeah. I don't know because Jody, there must have been some Instagram posts.
Yeah.
And not necessarily shame. So they were looking at the sketches.
Mm.
And Jody said, oh, I thought everyone was drawing Kip.
I saw that exact same Instagram post and I thought the same. And I thought, wow, Kip's got a lot in his package.
I'm packing heat. You thought I was packing heat.
Oh, sorry. Was he a hunk or was he...
I think he was hung.
He was hung like a donkey.
So Jody thinks you've got a massive...
No, but hang on a second.
What?
Mm. So this is like a loophole that the chicks have found.
And she sends you to Stradbroke Island. Well,
this is what I wanted to get into later on today.
There's no rippers on Stradbroke Island.
No, there's not. And
checked.
And it was an absolute loophole where it was like, hey, listen, I'm not going to do anything. And she said, yeah, that's fine. And my girls aren't ordering strippers. Don't worry about that.
What and if a girl got nude and you're dressed?
That a nude man exactly. in the same room for like an hour.
Oh, what?
It's different though. Like he's not doing anything. Well, he's just sitting there. It's not like he's draping himself all over Amber.
Well, what's the flip side? If I had done the same thing, imagine if I said we had a naked girl lying in front of us for an hour and we all got to draw her a vagina.
Yeah, the footy finished and we went up to a room with this girl and she just lay there
naked while we all
the eight of us
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with it. But it's like, at the end of the day, naked's naked.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the point of the stripper is. You want to get a naked... Yeah, you want to come in, we can paint you, whatever, watercolours. Yeah, okay. Just get naked.
Here's one. Yeah. I say that is more than 13, 24, 10, if you've got thoughts. We're running out of time. But if what's worse, the nude model or a woman walking around handing you drinks topless.
Yeah, topless waitress. That's often another loophole.
Which is a big no-no, isn't it?
But the point is, was she trying to pass off that the point was, Kip, we were drawing or painting or whatever.
His penis.
Like, why did you have to paint a naked guy?
Yeah.
Yes. You didn't.
Like, why? If it's 100 different
or a hunk with a big... Yes. Why couldn't it just be,
a bowl of fruit or something?
Yeah. Or just some fat dude.
Why couldn't he have a normal-sized penis?
Yes.
Why did you have to paint a hunk who was hung like a water buffalo?
Exactly.
Not fair.
Ash, Lutzy. Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
Answer me this, any of you that are listening that are like nature lovers or bird lovers, like how this happens. This is Mother Nature at its best. I reckon this is amazing. But it's amazing, but it's not, but... My old man lives at Mission Beach, right? And the cyclone's coming up there. I was talking to him yesterday. He was saying that a couple of days before the cyclone, like when the cyclone was off the coast and they didn't quite know where it was going to cross, he lives on this beautiful property. Like there's got a lot of space, trees and all the rest of it. There's birds everywhere. All of a sudden, woke up, and no birds. No birds anywhere. The skies were empty. There were no bird noises. The birds took off. They just weren't there. And then yesterday, and you'll remember yesterday is when the cyclone was going to be further south. Birds came back, and all the birds were back yesterday.
Well, so Mission's sort of out of the danger zone.
Yeah, Mission's out of the danger zone. It's down around Mackay and Eyre and all the places that we're hearing on the news. But Mission's out of the danger zone, and just like that, the birds knew it was safe to come out. And the birds are back. Like, don't you find that amazing?
How on earth would they know three days out? Yeah.
How would they know? And the fishing up there closed down. Like, all the fish knew. The fish went and hid wherever the fish hide and do whatever fish do.
I find that weirder when fish hide. I'm like, isn't it fine under there?
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre, isn't it?
A bit of chop on the surface, stuff. But isn't everything all right under there? Like, if you're down there near a reef.
What could possibly go wrong? Under a rock.
But how do the birds know? How do the fish know?
And that's what makes it so eerie, I think. You know when they say, it's eerie quiet? I reckon that's because there's no birds. They've all taken off. It's just weird and silent.
But where would they go?
I don't know.
What would they do?
I don't know where they go, mate.
Oh, they got a clubhouse.
They probably do. They have some sort of clubhouse.
All go to the bird
clubhouse. Are you
serious? Yeah.
I did see that. Anastasia Palace say it was just on Sunrise. There's this thing across the screen saying, and the Queensland Premier says, stay where you are, don't move. I just want to clarify that's not for the entire state. That's not a stick up. It's the Premier just suggesting. So if you're driving to Brisbane right now, keep moving.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's important we just keep going on with our lives if you're not in this area.
The guy that was crossing the road in Townsville just before it, he's allowed to keep going.
No, you've got to get off the road. Okay, we don't listen to everything she says.
Do you reckon there's a chance?
Gee, that's unlucky. I'm so exposed.
I can get hurt here. This is ridiculous advice.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
All of our partners came in yesterday for question time, which I think is going up this morning. Sam, is it?
Yeah, it should be up just before 9.
Yes. And it was good for me, actually, because Jodie said to me that she got an appreciation of, or she actually said something that I don't think she said, I'll never be mad again if you say something that you, I take offence at, because she said she got an appreciation of, I guess it's the immediacy of
being put on the spot.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And just, and you know, and I was like, oh man, like, you know, I actually had a really good conversation with her about it because she's saying, oh, there was a time I was talking and she said, and I realized I wasn't even really sure what I was talking about. Like, yes. And I went, oh, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah. And getting comfortable too. I've just had a quick sneak peek at the girls' question time. It's great. It's awesome. Yeah. And you can just tell that, you know, they've got a rapport amongst themselves like you boys do.
Yeah.
And you just feel open to share.
And all of a sudden, you forget that other people are watching and you just go or listening.
I think I said to Jess yesterday, after doing it for a while, like we've been doing it for a while now, I think the best thing that happens for me anyway, I don't know with you guys the same, that as soon as you do the show, I forget everything we've just done.
It's exactly what I said to Jade. I said the thing you got to do,
you know, you just it's like gone.
Yeah,
it's I don't know. Did I say that?
That's exactly what
and
I said to Jade.
You've got it, otherwise you do your head in.
And it's exactly what I said to Jade. I said you got to go easy on yourself. I say sometimes I say things on the radio. And I think about it just, like, as soon as I've said it, and I went, I don't even believe that. Like, I actually believe the complete opposite. It's like me saying, my favourite colour is black.
Yeah.
And then I go to the break and I go, I don't like black. I go, what did I say that for?
Yeah, right.
And then, but the only way you get through is you just let it go.
Nah, that's it.
And I go, who cares? That's my attitude. As I said to Joe, just don't even worry about it. No one cares. just don't even worry about it.
So how long do you reckon you're going to be able to get away with stuff on the back of that now that she thinks, you know, she said, hey, listen, I'll never get angry again.
Yeah, well, she doesn't get angry. No, she said maybe she did say angry. I can't remember.
Upset.
Oh, no, she will.
Yeah.
No.
Matter of fact, you pissed her off right now.
Wonder if you'll get angry at anything she said, though.
No, well, that's what I said to her. I said, I wouldn't be able to even watch it.
Watch it. Rock solid. Ash,
Kip and Lutzy. So, Lutzy, our partners came in yesterday. The question time will be up, but we thought we could have some fun because they were asked questions. That they've been asked the questions, but we don't know the answers.
Exactly.
And so no one's cheated here. No one's done much of a tool. They've gone home and gone, what did you say to this or what did you say to that?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to, yesterday. I was interested to know a couple of the answers.
Well, I want to see it come out on, you know.
But I said, let's hear it.
Okay, so I'm going to try and match up with what I think that Jodie would have said.
Right.
What are the questions?
The first question they asked... Jodie,
yes.
Is what is the most annoying habit of you, Ash?
So
what do you think Jodie would think is the your worst habit?
Oh,
well. She actually got out a list at this point.
Yeah,
it was like a scroll. It's 14 meters long.
Yeah. So what did you think it was?
I'd say that it's disorganized. I'd say disorganized.
He's very messy. He does not see mess. He will step over garbage bags to walk to his car.
I take the garbage out. What is she talking
about? This is what we were talking about earlier about not getting angry and all that sort of business.
And that is
absolute rubbish.
She
that I
says
step
you
up.
Don't even see it. So maybe it's real.
No.
Okay. They also asked if Jodie husband swapped with one of us, or I guess it's me and Kip, who would she swap? So who would she take?
Right. Just out of you two, because actually reckon she'd take Mitchell. I think she's got a huge crush.
I'm not sure they are.
It's just these two?
I think it was, yeah.
Yep.
Lutzy.
Okay.
I mean, I could definitely use Kip around the house.
Yeah.
Did you pause that?
Whiteman's come out.
Hang on.
There's more to that.
That's all it says.
There's more to that.
That's all I got there.
I reckon she would say, but...
could definitely use Kip around the house.
There it is.
But Lutzy would be lots of fun, she would have said.
Thank you.
I don't know why I'm speaking for Jodie.
She didn't say that.
You've got to nail them down.
It seems like they cut that short.
Yeah.
So there's no way Jodie just said that definitively. She's too nice to rule me out completely.
There might be more in the video.
I thought she would have said Lutzy because she's known Lutzy for a long time.
I'm sure she did say that.
I'm very interested to know what Amber picked on that. We'll do that later on.
Yeah. Ash, what's your worst photo?
I can't believe I got that wrong.
They asked Jodie what
I'm none for two.
They asked Jodie... Oh, hang on. No, so this is Jodie's worst phobia. So what do you think?
What do you think it is?
OCD. That she's got OCD. She can't leave the house without checking everything 3,000 times. Sure.
Rats and mice. I just didn't terrify
rats and mice.
Oh, she's just...
You're none for. None for three.
What's the most romantic thing that you've ever done together? So this will be the same answer for both of you.
This is the last one. This is your chance to get
most romantic thing that I've ever done?
Yeah, sorry, you've ever done. For Jody.
Well, if I get this one wrong, she'll tell a story about a dress I bought her in New York.
Okay.
There was a dress on a model in the window that I really loved. The day we were checking out of the hotel, we're paying the bill and we've walked out to the Uber and the man behind the desk ran out and said, "Oh, excuse me, miss, you've forgotten a bag." And it was a bag with the dress all wrapped up in it for me.
Oh, that's nice. So sweet.
With the background.
One of them got it.
I'm one for four.
One for four.
I'd be interested to know if the guys who were like just started dating, like Lutzy and Jess, if he gets more right because, you know, you've been discussing all this stuff.
I still care.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
We did question time with our partners, Jody for Ash, of course, Amber for me, and Jess for Lutzy yesterday. And that video is going to be up in about an hour.
Righto.
But we also asked the girls some other questions, which...
Well, these are from question time. Okay. So we're just trying to see how well we know them. So, Lutzy, let's see how you go with Jess, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. How long you been together for now?
Oh, it's been about 5 months.
Okay.
Righto.
So you should know things.
All right. What would you say that Jess would say is your most annoying habit?
I reckon the toilet seat. We have this ongoing thing. It's just a thing.
It's just a thing we have though.
That's like seriously. And I just can't get myself to remember. That's why I say toilet seat.
The toilet seat up drives me crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one thing we're really working on. We've got a little tally system at the moment. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Hey? Okay, well, you got that one. That's one. Ash, you've just joined us, by the way. Got one from four of his answers, correct?
One from four. I did. Now
what was the next one, though?
If Jess had to pick, if she had to swap, but
I think she'd pick you.
Ashley?
Ash. Yes.
Okay. I think she'd pick Ash.
Let's have a go.
I don't know. Maybe Kip.
Could
do
with a beard.
See?
Oh my God.
Both of you picked yourselves.
I just thought because it's white. I don't know, because, you know, she knows I've known him for 25 years or something.
Interesting. All right. So one and one?
Okay. One and one. What's her worst phobia? What's she most scared about?
I think it'd be confined spaces, like anxiety with
claustrophobia.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm claustrophobic.
Oh, my
confined
God.
Spaces for me. Okay. So, yeah.
Well done. So you're two out of three.
Killing it.
I've never seen Lutzy, like, he can sit through every meeting and not answer this most simple question at
but
the
end.
But
these are things that affect me. That's why. The toilet seat affects me. And when we took her in a small room, she freaks out.
Now, I'm interested in this. Yeah. What's the most... So you're two... You're better than me. You're two from three. What's the most romantic thing that Jess will say that you've ever done?
I will say we went to Europe really early on and we had dinner at the Eiffel Tower.
Christmas present. I've got this beautiful silver bracelet. And he announced to the family what it meant. It clipped in and it meant that we're better together than apart.
Give that to me again.
I've got this beautiful silver bracelet. And he announced to the family what it meant. It clipped in and it meant that we're better together than apart.
Hang on, David.
I like what's happening
Mum and Dad, I've got an announcement.
BS!
Excuse me, Mum and Dad, I've got an announcement. Please, silence, please. I'd just like to make an announcement.
It's like this.
Jess and I are better together than we are apart.
Symbolises.
All right, now let's pray.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy.
I reckon, Lutzy, it makes us a little bit pathetic with our origin, the way that, it's not enough for us that we love it. It's like we have to go, let's take it to Melbourne and see if they like us.
Guys, can you look at us here? Guys, look at us.
Yeah, maybe they'll like us in Perth.
Please like us.
Yeah, Paul, have a look at what we can do here.
I don't understand why. I don't want to drag on too long.
Are they trying to grow the game, I guess?
Didn't they try and do that with the Western, the call, the Reds?
Yeah, but they gave up. They gave up on that way too early, I think. You think about how long the Lions battled away here when they were crap as the Bears, and AFL kept pouring money and money until they got a support. And they didn't do the same thing with the Reds.
Yeah, well, did they bring the AFL Grand Final up here to showcase what can be all about?
They didn't. No, they kept it.
Because they've got tradition, and they wouldn't do that.
No, it's a fair point.
Why do we just give away the greatest thing that we've got in the game? Mm. The greatest thing we've got in the game, and we give it away to Perth.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I'm filthy, anyway, mate. We can't.
It's hard to defend. It's very hard to defend.
Yeah, I know.
Ash, Kip, and Lassie.
So I was talking yesterday on the show about my bucks, which I had over the weekend at Stratty.
Yes, and it seemed like it was just a bunch of fellas watching a bit of footy and having a good, honest time.
Yeah, it was great.
Which was great.
We had a bit of touch footy on the beach. We
Seems like the very opposite of what Lutzy's Bucks party will ever be like.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing is with these parties is that you're not supposed to organise it.
No.
The buck is supposed to sit back and say, okay, what are you guys got coming at me?
Yeah. But
Did you give specific details?
My brother is the best man, and he knows me well enough, and I said to him, mate, I don't want a stripper. I don't want any of that.
Yeah, neither.
And so, and that's
the bawdy stuff.
Yes, and so that's what he organised with Tobes and stuff. So they, I think, and that the good thing about being on Stratty,
he's not supposed to ask that question to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if he asked it, but I just said it anyway.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of the Bucks party is that you have stuff that takes you out of your comfort zone. That's the reason you do it.
Yeah.
Well, why?
Traditionally.
Yeah, traditionally. Yeah. Okay.
It's the last hurrah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if the guy says that, though, aren't you meant to just go all out and do the exact opposite? Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think, that was the other good thing about being on Stratty, because I think after a few beers, Mal and that were trying to organise one, but it was
very hard. Would have been a couple of hours.
I can pick you up from Dunwich. You can get on the ferry.
I saw there was a lot of phone action at one stage and people gathered in a circle, but they couldn't do it.
That's a business to set up then on North Stratty.
Yeah.
Well, there'd probably be a few bucks parties there, I'd imagine.
That's it.
But anyway, for me, that was exactly what I wanted. But meantime, Amber was having hers on Saturday night, her hens.
Yeah. Now, before we get into this, had you been told by Amber, did she say, I don't want you to have any of,
strippers. Absolutely.
Yep. So she'd laid that rule down. She wasn't comfortable with that.
No. And so I checked with her as well just before I left. I said, well, surely you're not going to. Right? And she said, no. Well, if her best friends, they said, if they know me at all, there's no way they will be.
But it wasn't set down as an edict.
No, it was not an agreement.
But it was, there was never agreed upon, but she said, no, if they know me, there's no way it will be, don't worry.
Yeah.
And then all the photos started coming through because a lot of the blokes that were there had partners at the hens.
Oh, so you were monitoring the hens?
They're sending photos through. My sisters were there, my sister and sister-in-law and that. And all of a sudden the photos coming through of a nude man who they were sketching for like nearly an hour.
Yeah.
There's a nude man in front of them and they're all drawing his anatomy.
Yeah, and he had, and it was, he was impressive.
It was bigger than an A4 sheet of paper, I know that.
Yeah. Was he standing up or was it a sort of a...
No, I was kind of like...
Was it you? It was a...
No, there was no...
A strange choice.
There's no magic.
You like that, Ed?
was he lying down?
I don't know. I couldn't work it out.
Because Jodie thought, I said this earlier, Jodie thought, when I spoke to Ash's wife, Jodie, yesterday, she thought that when she was saw the Instagram pictures, that they were sketching you. But it
what I thought too. No. Wow.
But there was actually a man.
Know more about my colleague than I thought.
So how does that make you feel? And I don't know. I think that it's certainly worse, or at least on par with getting a lady around to serve you drinks.
Nothing like it.
So well, you reckon
what are you
that's nothing
about,
like a topless waitress? But they were staring at it for an hour, and they were looking at every.
How's it different from a topless waitress?
Yeah. Exactly the same.
Well, you're interacting more with a topless waitress.
Just getting a beer offer.
But as if you're not going to have a conversation and...
You're actually...
With a male
model on a couch, you're actually trying to draw it. You're committing it to memory. Yeah. You're like, you couldn't be doing...
And as if they're not giggling and carrying on with...
They're all having drinks.
Innuendo.
Just the same.
Innuendo galore.
Well, literally. But you said, Kip, that... Now, have you guys had an argument about this? You should.
No, we didn't argue. We did talk about it. I did say... I said.
Are you angry about it?
I said it's not cool. I said this is. I said
correct.
I'm gonna. We'll
correct.
Be right. Whatever.
Well, why is it not cool?
Because she laid down a rule. She laid down a rule and said you can't do this.
But the hens party is like her friends have done what
your friend's
sponge party do, which is go, yeah, Amber, we're not going to do that. And then they've done it. Your friends, your brother, should have had a stripper at Point Lookout.
No, because he did what I wanted him to do.
No, but that's
yeah. But look, if that was that, then you'd never.
It's not just about. It's not just about that. Okay. Reason I'd sell it is you're not supposed to do what you want to do. That's what a Bucks Buddy is. It's not like
exactly.
It's not Kip wants to go and have lunch and have some fun. It's the Bucks Buddy. So if you say to your brother, I want 13 female strippers okay. What he should do is get 13 fat blokes.
Yes, right. Exactly.
It's the opposite to what you want.
Opposite of what you want.
Have you ever seen...
I'm going to remember that for Lutz's party.
Exactly.
Remember that for
Lutz's party. That's exactly right.
That's exactly
have
right.
Have you ever seen a guy should be like. Been strapped to a, you know, you ever see them?
Strapped
sometimes they're strapped to like a telegraph pole.
That's on a police station.
Do you think he asked his brother that he wanted to do that? Do you think he said, oh, listen, what I want to do is I want you to actually put a ball and chain on me and strap me up.
They're kids. I'm a man. I'm a full-grown man. I don't need any of that crap
anymore. Amber's not. This is the first time Amber's been through it. She's entitled to be able to go out there and just be able to have a tradition.
Let's call
us through.
Let's call us
through. All right, 13, 24, 10. Ash, Kip, and Lutzy. Thanks, Jando. 8:19.
Hey, I have a quick question.
Yes.
If he was not as attractive as what we've seen pictures of, and he wasn't...
The guy that was drawing.
And he wasn't, you know...
That'd be funny if he was...
Would you be as offended?
No,
I probably wouldn't. No, I wouldn't have minded as much.
It's like a fatogram.
Yeah. Like I think if he was an ordinary looking bloke, I wouldn't have cared as much.
A very prominent footballer. Very prominent footballer just texts me.
Yes.
Yeah, Hodjo. What's Hodjo?
No.
from the world of rugby union.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very prominent.
Yes.
What'd he say?
So he just says that it sounds like you had a terrific Sweet 16 party.
Yeah. Well, Foggy said, why don't you have your bucks at church?
Tom out of Kenmore's on the phone. Tom.
How you going, boys?
Well, yeah, good, mate. Now, what's happening with you?
So I got my Bucks party coming up, and my missus has laid down the law that I can't go to the strippers, but she reckons that it's all good for her to get a stripper at a hen's do.
Oh, that's just bull.
That's a double standard.
Yeah, that's no way.
Tom, I've been privy to seeing things like Wild Boys afloat, okay? I've been out in the boat. I have never seen behaviour like I've seen from women on those.
I was just about to say, though.
Beyond what men do, the women are out of control.
I reckon we have more self-control.
Like... I completely disagree with that.
13, 24, 10, Lutzy, number if you want to get involved.
Lutzy, for your Bucks party, we're going to get it fat guys that we all have to sketch.
I will be happy with that. Ash,
Kip and Lutzy. Tons of calls coming through about the hens night, bucks night. And the inequality between...
Well, basically, what happened was you said, I don't want strippers. She said she didn't want you to have strippers.
Yes.
You abided by that, and ridiculously, in my opinion, so did your mates. They did that. And then she went and got some bloke who was really good-looking to pose naked while they all... sketched it or some gimmick like that.
So they were drawing a nude man.
That's just an absolute
giggled and yahooed and probably carried on like pork chops.
Yeah.
But that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Kip's upset.
13 24 10 is our number if you want to get involved. And Justin's done just that out of Redback Plains. Your thoughts, Justin?
Hey, mate.
Yeah,
with my bucks, it wasn't my missus. My missus didn't care if we had a stripper, but it was her chief bridesmaid, who was also my best man's partner.
Yeah.
She dead set refused to let us have strippers or anything to do with strippers. Yet for the hens party, they went on the Wild Boys Afloat cruise thing.
Oh, yeah, I've been on
and
that.
Then went back to their place and had a stripper back at their place as well.
What? They did a double up.
Yeah, and then the whole excuse as to reason why we couldn't have strippers was because the girls can control themselves and don't want to try and sleep with the stripper, whereas the boys, they want to do is try and sleep with the stripper.
Justin, you ought to talk to Lutzy, mate. Lutzy will tell you some stories about what he's seen when he's been hanging out with these wild boys afloat.
It's out of control.
The chicks are far more out of control. Yes.
Actually, we have an anonymous caller right now who has perhaps worked on that very boat.
Is this a code of silence?
He's
already there.
The cone's on the fritz, actually.
Can we come back to him after Mitch's sport, maybe?
Yes.
Get the code worked out, because that'd be interesting. Talk to a guy who used to be one of those strippers.
Yeah.
See what the girls are like.
Lorena, out of North Lakes. Yes, Lorena.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Your thoughts?
I think that you, obviously your best man or obviously your bridesmaid, they're going to be your best friend, you think? And I think that as your best friend, they should have respect, not only for you as the groom or the bride, but also for your future husband or your future wife. And I think that it's a total disrespect to anyone if they go ahead and go against, obviously, your wish is not to have somebody there. I think they should have your back.
And yeah, so you've taken the moral high ground.
My guys did the right thing. That's what I'm saying.
And you've taken all the fun out of them.
Hey, look, before we get to news, I've got the cones working. It was unplugged. So we'll get the cone of silence here.
Right.
All righty. Now that we're in the cone of silence, everyone else is listening to Tina Arena Sorrento
Moon.
Just hold. Don't hold back, mate. If you used to be a male stripper, what goes on?
In all honesty, fellas, when I moved to Brisbane from Perth and I did it, I wasn't doing stripping. I was actually doing butlers in the bath, and that's nowhere near stripping. But in terms of what I had to compare, my mate's going to a strip club or having a stripper over to the girls. Let's put it this way. I come home with deep cut scratches in my back to the girl.
Wow. So they're crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, you won't catch a bloke doing that.
You're not allowed to.
No, definitely not.
That's what I said.
Thank you very much, Donovan.
Scratches on the back.
And in all honesty, in the strip clubs, they've got a strict no-touching policy.
I would not know, but, I mean, that's what you've told me. We're in the cone of silence, Ashley. We're just speaking amongst men here.
But why are you lying in the cone of silence?
Let's get out. It's Tina Reddis, Rento Moon, 8:29.
Nothing happened.
We've got someone who was actually at Amber's Hens Night.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back. Let's go back into the cone of silence.
Just quickly.
Who's
there now?
Let's just call her Miss X. Now, were you at Amber's Hens Night, Miss X?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Now, what happened?
Not a lot. I just wanted to point out that the guy that we had was not good looking at all,
really?
And it wasn't sexualized at all either. Like, it was the total opposite, I thought. It was just a bit of a laugh.
Well, everything was out. How could it not be sexualized?
And from what we were told, Lauren, not many people paid attention to his face. So there weren't many people that could make a judgment call.
Sorry. He's got a Lauren, not Miss X.
Like it ruined the code.
Whatever.
Yeah.
With the name like Miss X, you should have been at Kip's Bucks, by the way. Trying to hire you.
Yeah.
So it was.
So you reckon he wasn't that hot?
No, he wasn't good looking whatsoever, but there was nothing drawing my attention down there, if you know what I mean.
What did you draw there when you got to that part?
Yeah.
Well, we drew his whole body. I know, I drew his left side, his left chest. That was my...
Oh, so everyone had to draw a body part.
Who drew the appendage?
I bet you it was Amber.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was Amber, actually.
Bogus.
Yeah.
We were shared with another group, and there was a lot more of them than us. So I feel like the focus was more on them than...
Know what happened there.
Lutzy, as if the gimmick isn't, if you do that, that the bridesmaid should have to draw
it
that.
Is. The bride, come on. The bride to be does that.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to get the news. Hang on, we'll come on.
And again, Tina Arena's Rent Out.
Double up Tuesday.
Kip and Lutzy. I'm just wondering, a mate of ours just was making the comment that with all these weathermen standing out in the rain, why they have to do their weather report from the elements they tell us all how important it is for us all to get inside, because it's not safe, that one day someone's going to get cleaned up by a road sign one of these weathermen is going to get cleaned up. Well, they're not even weathermen. They're just like the normal journos. Just throw them in a raincoat and go and stand out there. There was one reporter before that was literally standing on the balcony of a hotel. She's soaked, absolutely soaked. Even the camera was
water all over it.
You couldn't even see her because the camera lens had that much water on it.
Yeah.
And you feel like, 1 meter to your right now, you're undercover.
Yeah. The cameraman is undercover. The cameraman's in the lounge room.
Yeah.
Just going out to there.
Go inside.
He's spraying. I think he's spraying the camera with water.
Yeah. It was a bit blue. It had Windex on it, you reckon?
Ash, Kip and Luxie.